Welcome to Preston Bradley Hall in Chicago's Cultural Center for another Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert broadcast. This free weekly series, inspired by the concerts organized by Dame Myra Hess in World War II London, was started here in Chicago in 1977 by the late Al Booth, founder of the International Music Foundation, and now is managed by the foundation's executive director, Anne Murray, whom you may hear in the background, and whose birthday is today. Today's concert is made possible by generous grants from the A.N. and Pearl G. Barnett Family Foundation and the Peggy and Steve Fawcett Foundation. This series is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, Art Works. These broadcasts on 98.7 WFMT are presented by the Chicago Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Today's guest artist is clarinetist Sergei Guturov with pianist Susan Tang. Four works on the program, a composition by the French composer André Bloch entitled Deneriana, a fantasy on themes from Rimsky-Korsakov's The Golden Cockerel, Le Coq d'Or by Getman, the Premier Rhapsody for clarinet by Claude Debussy, and the Sonata for clarinet and piano by Francis Poulenc. Sergei Guturov began studying the clarinet at the age of 9 with his father in Kursk, Russia. He currently holds positions as principal clarinet of the Green Bay Symphony and associate principal and E-flat clarinet in the South Bend Symphony. You'll begin today's program with a work by a French composer and music educator whose principal teacher was Massenet by the name of André Bloch. He wrote this piece in 1939 in honor of the inventor of the clarinet, Johann Christoph Denner. It was written as a contest piece for the Paris Conservatory in 1938-39. And in honor of Denner, he named it Deneriana for clarinet and piano. And now coming on stage here at Preston Bradley Hall, clarinetist Sergei Guturov and pianist Susan Tang. They'll begin with André Bloch's Deneriana. Music by André Bloch, entitled Denariana, so named in honor of the inventor of the clarinet, Johann Christoph Denner. A Paris Conservatory solo contest piece played today by Sergei Gutorov, clarinet, Susan Tang, piano. They'll return in just a moment for music based on Rimsky-Korsakov's opera Le Coq d'Or, The Golden Cockerel, arranged for clarinet and piano by a 1950s and 60s Russian clarinetist by the name of V. Getman. We mentioned that Sergei Gutorov was born in Russia, began clarinet at the age of 9. In 2009, he completed a diploma in orchestral studies at the Chicago College of Performing Arts at Roosevelt University. While he was there, he was the winner of the concerto competition, also a finalist in the Barnett Family Foundation competition. He holds diplomas from the Moscow State Wind College and the State Classical Academy. He was a member of the Civic Orchestra of Chicago from 2008 to 2010. Once again, Sergei Gutorov and pianist Susan Tang with Getman's Fantasy on themes from The Golden Cockerel by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Thank you.
fantasy on themes from The Golden Cockerel of Rimsky-Korsakov, arranged for clarinet and piano by V. Getman. You are listening to 98.7 WFMT Chicago and this week's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert. Two classic works for clarinet from the 20th century still to come, the Première Rhapsody by Claude Debussy, composed in 1910, and the Sonata for clarinet and piano by Francis Poulenc, composed in 1962. While Mr. Gutorov was a member of the Civic Orchestra of Chicago, he was one of the featured soloists in Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Prior to his studies here in the U.S., he held positions in both the Ministry of Defense Orchestra of the Russian Federation and the Moscow Symphony Orchestra. Pianist Susan Tang received her bachelor's and master's degrees from the Eastman School of Music and her Doctor of Musical Arts from the Manhattan School of Music. She recently enjoyed a successful New York solo piano debut at Carnegie Hall's Weill Recital Hall. She had that engagement as a winner of the Artist International Management Special Presentation Winners Series. When he returns, Mr. Gutorov will play the Rhapsody by Debussy. This was also written as an exam piece. This is an exit exam for the Paris Conservatory. The Première Rhapsody by Debussy. Rhapsody for clarinet and originally orchestra by Claude Debussy, composed in 1910 as an exam piece for the Paris Conservatory. We heard Sergei Gutorov, clarinet, Susan Tang, piano. The final work on their program dates from the 1960s. It's the Sonata for Clarinet and Piano by Francis Poulenc. Poulenc originally intended to perform the premiere of the work himself, but died in 1963, thus making this piece one of his final works. He dedicated the clarinet sonata to Arthur Honegger, another member of Les Six. The performance, the premiere, in 1963, was given by Benny Goodman, clarinet, and Leonard Bernstein played the piano. Pianist Susan Tang currently holds the position of assistant professor of piano at Northeastern Illinois University. She is also the artistic director of the Chicago Piano Festival, a summer program geared toward young pianists. Miss Tang has performed in Mabu Mine's Dollhouse, a New York theater company, as a pianist actor in many of their shows. She was also featured live on New York City's classical music station, WQXR, and performed with the Eastman Symphony Orchestra. and she was the co-editor of Elliot Carter's Centennial Festschrift, published in 2008. Once again, Sergei Gutorov, clarinet, Susan Tang, piano, the Poulenc Sonata for clarinet and piano.
Thank you.
Frances Poulenc's Sonata for Clarinet and Piano, composed in 1962, played by Sergei Guturov, clarinet, and Susan Tang, piano. Earlier on their program, the Première Rhapsody by Debussy, a fantasy by Getman on themes from Rimsky-Korsakov's The Golden Cockerel, and they began with Andrei Bloch's Denariana. Sergei Guturov and Susan Tang. We hope you've enjoyed today's Dame Myra Hess Memorial Concert, presented live from Chicago's Cultural Center on Michigan Avenue at Washington Street. You're invited to stop by next Wednesday at 12:15 for a free concert by pianist Martin Kasich, or join us again by tuning in 98.7 WFMT. Musicians' accommodations provided by the Union League Club of Chicago. For upcoming Dame Myra Hess artists and programs, go to the IMF's website at imfchicago.org. Our engineer is Mary Mazurek. And now until next week, this is Carl Grapentine saying goodbye from Preston Bradley Hall and returning you to the WFMT studios.